Michael Crichton has written several suspense novels about science and medical technology out of control. His books include The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man. He also directed and wrote the screenplay for the movie Coma. His new novel, Jurassic Park, is about a genetic engineering experiment that accidentally produces monsters. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
It's hard to imagine a novel full of more hardware and mysticism than Crichton's last one, Sphere, in which a feminist zoologist, a gee-whiz physicist, an overweight psychologist, and a black mathematician went 1,000 feet below the sea to look into a sunken starship and talk with computers to an alien life form, a huge ball bearing full of fireflies. After so much hardware, this ball bearing proved to be a kind of Jungian cave where human beings discovered their dark side, their predatory shadow. And there you've got as much mysticism as you need, maybe more. In his new novel, Jurassic Park, Crichton has added a D to this H and M. The D is for dinosaur. Hardware plus mysticism plus dinosaurs seems to me a recipe for a boy's book that will sell forever. And I love it. There are scientists, male and female, trapped on a jungle island off the coast of Costa Rica, where they've been summoned by a crackpot billionaire because something's wrong with his brand new theme park. What's wrong is that the dinosaurs are acting up. What the billionaire has done with his hired biotechnologists, recombinant DNA biologists, and fossil-coddling paleontologists is to breed a whole new batch of dinosaurs, big and little, flying and swimming, vegetarian and carnivorous. They've done this by collecting enough DNA from insects, preserved over eons in amber, the fossilized resin of prehistoric tree sap. These insects used to bite the big beasts and suck up some dinosaur blood. The rest is computer analysis, phylogenetic mapping, routine metabolic enzyme engineering, fertilized eggs, irradiation, and look out. All these beasts are supposed to be female, but they aren't. They're supposed to stay on the island, but they haven't. They're supposed to be monitored by motor sensors, but they know how to hide. And when they're hungry or annoyed, well, I'm only giving you a little bit of the hardware. Crichton's passionate about computers and furious about genetic engineering. I'll give you even less about the mysticism, because it boils down to chaos theory, the most mystical and most fashionable of the new speculative mathematics, and it involves fractals, which belong to a non-Euclidean sort of geometry, and I haven't got all day. But according to chaos theory, everything's random, which for scientists is almost the same thing as Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong. And so it does. And there's nothing anybody can do about it but run away as fast as they can, including the little boy who is necessary to any story about dinosaurs. Lots of people on Michael Crichton's Black Magic Island won't run fast enough. What we have in Jurassic Park, of course, is a cautionary tale about big science and big business and big greed and Faust and Mephistopheles. But we've also got terrific H&M. And this Sunday, if I go to the Natural History Museum, I'll bring my bow and arrow.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton.